I will wake up when the clock chimes 5, she told herself as she crawled into bed. Sleep evaded her until after midnight. When she finally went to sleep, she dreamed she was riding a horse in the streets of Paris. The streets became narrower and narrower until suddenly she was in a plaza surrounded by a mob of angry people. They looked at her and waved their fists, shouting, "Off with her head!"
"Why? Why do you want my head? I still need it!"
Anise cried out loud, waking herself up. By the light of one candle she kept burning, she saw it was only a little after 2. After a long time, she went back to sleep. The 6 o'clock chimes woke Anise. Alarmed at the lateness, she jumped out of bed, used the chamber pot, and quickly washed herself with freezing water in a bowl. While dressing, she looked in the mirror and decided her hair did not need to be combed and braided again. She wrapped herself in the grey cloak and hurried down into the kitchen. The woman, who worked as a cook, was getting ready to make breakfast for the residents of the castle.
"Good morning, mademoiselle. I am just now breaking today's bread. All I have to give you is yesterday's."
"That is well with me. Have you seen Thibaut?"
"Yes, he already ate. He is now saddling the horses.
Why are you going so early, if I may ask?"
"Just riding," Anise said with finality in her voice. "Sorry, I was out of line. Would you like me to pack some lunch for both of you?"
"Yes, please do, and something to drink too."
While Anise ate bread and meat, the cook packed provisions. Thibaut entered. "The horses are ready. Any time you want to go, I'm at your service."
"I am ready. Goodbye, Madam Cook."
Anise took the package and handed it to the man and they left together.